You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702 Car Feature.
Have you ever lost control of a car before or been inside a car when the driver has lost control? It is a frightening feeling, absolutely unforgettable, because you have no idea how it will all end. And I think that's it's the not knowing that makes it so scary, because your body is flung inside of the car in different directions. And that is probably the most frightening thing, because you don't know you're going to end up on with the car overturned, or, you know, you just have no sense of where it's going to end. So if you could be better prepared for a skid or for losing control of your car, would you take up the opportunity? Well, the same guys who brought you driver training now bring you an opportunity to be able to experience a skid. Eugene Herbert joins us now. He's the CEO of Master Drive, on how you can become a skid pro. Hello, Eugene.
Hello, Sanya. How are you?
I'm very good. We're talking about something that can both save lives, but can also be a little bit on the fun side. We'll get to the fun in a moment, but there are lots of moments, or there are many cases where we could lose control of a vehicle, right? Just in everyday driving on the road.
Absolutely. And I think maybe just we're very much aware of the fact that summer rains are coming.
Yeah.
As a result of that, there's stuff that's built on the roads, you know, rubber from tires, etc. So therefore, the likelihood of somebody going into a spin, skidding, losing control as a result of the first rains is very high. And you combine that with the fact that many drivers haven't been on the road for, what, 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm. So as a result, their comfort behind the wheel is somewhat suspect. So yes, we can help them overcome that in a very good, efficient and fun way.
Yes. And have you been in a car that has that's been on a skid?
Well, I've been in one where it's been unintentional.
Yes.
And it was horrifying. And this is many years ago. And that was one of the factors, I think, that motivated me to want to learn how to control a car. But spending lots of time on the skid pan here and in other parts of the world has enabled me to learn what to do in order to control the car when it does go into spin. And I promise you, it is absolute delight when you learn that control.
Yeah. What is a skid pan for anyone who hasn't had an opportunity or been on one?
Okay, there's a number of skid pans. Most people think of them as being a circular space where you pump water onto it, and therefore when your car goes across there, you learn how to control understeer, oversteer, etc. We're in the fortunate position where we created our own just outside of Northgate in a massive car park, and we've created a skid pad that either is run with water, or we've got some equipment from the States that enables a vehicle to lose control without it being wet. And then we've got some brilliant tires that we fit to a car that, irrespective of the surface, gives you that exact same feeling, and you learn how to control it. So that's just across the road from the Northgate Shopping Center. New, we took control of it or occupation of it during COVID, which you can imagine we didn't do anything with, but it's now ready.
Yes, I know that parking lot. It's often where if the parking is full at the dome, people get to park across the road and walk on that bridge to get to the dome.
That's correct.
Right, so that's where you are.
That they allowed us to move some of the trees, some of the pavement area. So we've got this vast area now that is open. We run trucks there, as a matter of interest. We run motorbikes. So it's all welcome to come and see and experience.
So that's the skid pad, and you were saying that you don't use water. So the material, and then of course the tires that you use, allow for that skid to happen. So how is one simulated? Are you with the driver?
Okay, just so we can use water. We've got the means to be able to do it, but because we want to be environmentally responsible, we limit the amount. Now, what would happen? We put you into the vehicle. You're going to have an instructor alongside you. Look, obviously, we have to take cognizance of social distancing and the need for wearing proper protective equipment. So it's done very safely and properly. And in that situation, the driver now gets put into a position where the vehicle is forced out of control, and slowly and gradually he's taught how to correct it, then to prevent it, and initially even to detect it. So it's a series of activities that he goes through. So firstly, we want to prevent. If you do our defensive driving course and you drive that way, you will probably inevitably never get into the situation where you need to exercise this. But let's accept that it happens on occasion, maybe not your stupidity, some other drivers. So how did you detect it? How do you then prevent it from getting worse? And of course, you do that by controlling it. And all the activities that we've designed into the training program enable you to do that. Oh, and I must tell you, there's something else that's really fun called our Mkhana. Mm-hmm, it's like a Gymkhana. You see it over the world in many places. People bring along their own cars and they can compete in timed activities through a course that judges their skills and abilities to control a car. And then if they want to, we've got some convertible sports cars. So in the sun, it's going to be lovely. They can come and test it in mm-hmm. our vehicles that we supply.
Oh, I see. So we'll be screaming from behind a mask, Eugene.
Well, if we're smart enough, we'll give you a mask that's got sound padding. Right. So we won't necessarily hear you scream.
It sounds like lots of fun. But you also say that
absolutely.
theoretically, we think we know what to do, right, in the event that we lose control of the car. So I thought about that and I thought, what would I do? I know that when we're driving through puddles of water, that even when you brake, you shouldn't put on a dead brake. You should just, you know, gently try and get through it by maintaining control, but not necessarily placing any major pressure on the tires.
So do you want to become an instructor with us with all this knowledge?
What a relief to be right on that one. But it's because we think we know, but then when we are in a situation where we've lost control or the car is skidding, we forget what we think we know. So this kind of prepares you.
There's a couple of things. Everybody thinks that they're great drivers, eh? Because, you know, they inherited the skill from their grandfather and things like that. The trouble is that when something like that happens, unless you've prepared yourself mentally by engaging in a series of exercises that will form some type of muscle memory, it doesn't just come back to you, oh, I know it, I saw it on TV or I watched it in a movie, so therefore I know what to do. Mm. Typically, people freeze. They're so shocked about what's happened. They either lock up the brakes or hold the steering wheel with a vice grip. So they don't maintain any semblance of control. And what you mentioned about braking, bear in mind, and you've got the right concept, so I wasn't being facetious, all right. Mm-hmm. You don't want to upset the balance of the vehicle. And if you jump on it, typically the brakes will lock up. And when you've got ABS, it certainly helps because there's control. But then you lose contact with the surface of the road, and therefore the vehicle skids out of control. Mm. As long as the wheels are turning, you can maintain a form of control. And by going through a series of exercises, we can get you to know that you're capable of doing it. And if the worst happens, you have got the ability to control it. Now, you go out there on the road with that peace of mind, it does a whole lot good for your self-confidence, particularly when you see these other, let's say, idiots, and I'm being generous there, on the road that have got no skill whatsoever, not because there's anything bad about them, but they just drive without licenses or they've got mm-hmm. their license in a mm-hmm. fraudulent manner, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm, absolutely. Or there's some really uncomfortable driving out there, to be honest. I think, and when you're confronted with a driver who behaves that way and you think of the accidents on our roads, you're just frightened to see or to even imagine what is going to happen up front. One of my biggest fears is a tire burst. How do we handle a tire burst?
All right. Can I just say this? Let's start off with if it bursts, it must be really something that was no fault of yours. And by that, I mean you hit a pothole or something like that. But good car care and maintenance is essential. And 9 times out of 10, you will not have that happen. Mm-hmm. But let's assume that it happens. One of the worst things that people do is jump on the brakes because they want to bring a car to a stop. So if you're driving and there's a blowout, let's say on the front wheel, what you would do, in fact, it's even true on the rear wheel. you hear it, you feel it because the vehicle is not controlling properly. Just back off the throttle whilst you negotiate your way to the side of the road that's safe. You don't want to bring the vehicle to a sudden stop, because if the tire is flat, then the rim could then get make contact with the surface of the road, and that could result in a whole lot of other problems.
Yes.
So just back off the throttle. There's a certain degree of pressure maintained in the tire because of centrifugal force, unless it's been shredded completely. Move over to the side of the road. Get off safely, check around you, and then you can go and check. The nice thing, and I must just mention about run flat tires, you know, remember that they designed to be able to run if they're flat.
Yes.
I think you can travel for 50 kilometers at 50 kilometers an hour quite safely without a problem. So for people, certainly women who travel on their own in, let's call it a little bit more of an expensive car, it's certainly something worth having. It's a good safety facet.
Okay. Well, let's take a listen to this voice note as we conclude our conversation with Eugene Herbert from Master Drive. And we're looking at their latest addition to their driver training. And this is the skid pad that is just across the dome on that parking lot. Here's a voice note.
Hello, 702. I have a quick question for the motoring. How to control your car when you lose balance, when you lose control, rather. I want to know which tire puncture is regarded as more dangerous, the front tire or the back tire? Thank you.
All right. That's an interesting one. Eugene, I've got 30 seconds.
Okay, it's the back one.
If
it comes through the front tire, you can sense it immediately and you can feel it with steering feedback. Whereas if it's the back, you may not realize it. If you make a sudden steering move, the tire is deflated. It could land up in a kind of unfortunate situation where you could have a crash or worst case scenario, roll the car. But if you look after your tires in the first place, you shouldn't land up with a situation such as that.
Fantastic, Eugene. I feel better equipped just by talking to you, but I know that an experience will make me respond responsibly if it does happen. That's Eugene Herbert, the CEO of Master Drive. Tongue is locked today. Brad on WhatsApp says, I had a close call on the road recently. Took me ages to clean the skid marks out my shorts.